Here's a thought I'll title Photography and Media, which I'm aware is an overly broad title for what I want to discuss, but it's the best title I could think of without narrowing it down too much. Basically, what I'm trying to get at is this. When I was a young photographer, the primary methods that I had for looking at photographs were in books, first and foremost, and original prints, occasionally, rarely. The exception were my own prints, which I saw only in original prints and never in books. But if I wanted to see somebody else's photography that was good photography, I had to go to a book, or I had to go to a gallery or a museum, which I did rarely. So books became the primary medium for my learning about photography and seeing the great works of the masters. That has generated a divide, a generational divide, I think, between the analog world that I grew up in and the digital world that we're all living in now. How do you see most of the images that you see today? I've sort of prejudiced the question, haven't I, by calling them images rather than photographs. Just as a side note, I try as best I can to differentiate in terminology so that it might be a little clearer about what I mean. A book, to me, is a commercially printed thing. An original print used to be an analog print out of the darkroom. Now I include inkjet prints. And I would refer to both of those as photographs because they're substantial. They're molecular. You can hold them in your hands. And then there's image, which is a term I use for things I see on a display screen that aren't physical, that require an intermediary device. So setting that aside, the question remains, what is the most common way you see images? And for the purposes of today's Here's a Thought, let's just expand that and say anything that's a photographic image in whatever medium you might see it in. What's the most common way you see things? It probably isn't original prints, except your own. So that hasn't changed from my youth. It's probably in books, although I can't help but observe that books appear to be trending down in the last 50 years of photography, and I would assert that basically on what I used to see in Borders and Barnes & Nobles and even Powell's books, shelf after shelf after shelf after shelf of photography books, which you don't see anymore. There might be one shelf in Barnes & Noble these days, but certainly not the massive quantities of photography books that we used to see 20, 30 years ago. Today, most of us see images digitally. And even more rarely than in previous generations do we see original prints. And again, I state that because I know lots and lots and lots of photographers these days don't make prints. The only means of distribution for their images are the internet, Facebook, web pages, Instagram, etc. So digital images dominate, books probably a distant second, and trending down, and even more rarely, original prints. And by the way, what's the count of galleries that existed in the 70s, 80s, and 90s compared to photography galleries that exist today? Photography has a really difficult relationship with media, because it changes so much, but so slowly, over decades, even generations. And this is part of the reason why I think we working photographers who are trying to do something with our photography that's artistic, personally expressive, etc., need to be media agnostic. It becomes more important than ever that we produce our finished artistic statement in more than one medium, because the audience is bifurcated, sometimes along generational lines, sometimes along geographic lines, certainly along preference lines, to one medium or another. Ultimately, I think this is good, although it can be confusing, although it can challenge us in terms of how we choose to produce our work. Ultimately, I think it's good because the audience gets to choose the medium of consumption that's most comfortable for them. And because of the increase in quality of presentation over the last 50 years that I've been involved in photography, book printing is better and better and better, higher quality, less and less differentiation to an original gilt and silver print. As book printing and computer displays and tablets have gotten better with higher fidelity, it's not as though there's a tremendous sacrifice that one makes by seeing our work in this medium or that medium. Preferences, yes, of course. That goes without saying. It's not only beauty in the eye of the beholder, but it's medium in the eye of the beholder. And however we choose to produce our work, there is no barrier now that separates the quality of our work between various media. They're all good. I would say that every medium has strengths and some weaknesses, but however you choose to produce your work, it's probably a better medium than it was 20, 50, 100 years ago, because photography has evolved, and so have we.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.